All right, we'll start our winning team availability, kicking it off with the crew chief for the number 12 snap-on Ford for Team Penske. That's Brian Wilson. Brian, nice job out there. It seemed like a little bit of strategy, at least with all those race starts at the end. Maybe just talk about the race from your vantage point.
Yeah, a little bit of strategy there at the end with the restarts. Obviously, that was key. For Blaney to be able to get by Harvick there, he obviously was tough. Two car had really good long run speed, so I felt like it was critical to get past him early on. But as far as just strategy and pit calls go, it was pretty straightforward. The only tough thing is there was a couple calls there where we only had 20 or so laps on our tires. Didn't know if everyone else was going to come, but with the limited amount of tires, it seemed like that played out pretty well. And overall, the handling was pretty strong all day, so didn't have to work on it a whole lot.
Thank you, Brian. If you have a question for Brian Wilson, please raise your hand, and we'll get a mic to you. State your name and affiliation. We'll start in the back with Jacob.
Jacob Zielman, Performance Motorsports Network. Brian, when you've got a driver in Ryan who's had the fastest car virtually all race long, and then you have a setback that puts him in the position where he's got to really dig deep over those last few laps. For you, what's the biggest thing that you had to work with as far as communication between you and he in the closing laps to keep him focused and keep him pushing towards that goal?
Yeah, it's kind of a tough situation where you know you're not going to pit anymore. You've used all your tires. So there's not a whole lot of work that can be done. It's more, like you said, just communication with him. So more than anything, it was just reminding him early on, early in the race, we were stronger than these guys, where we were stronger than them, and just trying to focus on those type of things so that, he keeps his mind focused on it and, he can just focus on getting the business done at the end there.
All right, Daniel.
Dylan McFadden with NBC Sports. The number 12 team has pretty much been on fire since last year, no matter who's behind the wheel. What is it about the 12 team and what you guys are doing that seems to work that maybe the 22 team has been struggling with since the end of 2015?
Yeah, it's a bit of a tough question there because obviously I was part of the 22 group, and I worked really hard to try to figure out what we needed on that 22 group. But I think just in general, talking about the 12, we've got a group of guys that are primarily based at the shop, so they don't have the week in and week out schedule. So, to some extent, you get to cherry pick, and we've seen that, the past 10 years with different cars that'll be part-time, where if you can just cherry pick this track or that track and then just work on one car for that racetrack, we get to pay attention to all the little details that sometimes cars that don't, cars that are running every week don't have the time to necessarily pay attention to. So some of it's that. We've just got a really special group of guys. They all really focus on, like I said, just paying attention to the details of making sure everything's 100% right.
Any questions in the press box for Brian? We'll wrap up down here with Greg in the front.
No matter which team you're with, 22 or 12 or whoever, how nerve-wracking is it to watch the last final laps with your driver jumping out like that did, making some amazing moves, and knowing there's nothing you can do from this point? You're just like a fan.
Well, my wife was in victory lane there, first time she's ever been there, and I was telling her when something like that happens, it's just relief. It's funny because there's some wins where you don't expect to, you don't have the best car, and you're just purely excited about it. But when you've got a really strong car like that, you're always kind of on the box worrying about how are we going to screw this up? What's going to happen? How are you going to get behind? And then are we going to have enough to get back? So, at the end of the race, you're watching him make that amazing move to get to the lead, and it's more just you kind of just all your tension falls away. You know what I mean?
Any other questions for Brian? Okay, thank you so much, Brian. Congratulations.